I'll just tell you a little bit about how we got to do Monopoly and how I'm kind of back again with all these wonderful people. Last November 1st, we started Monopoly. And last year at the AMOA show, which is, for those of you who don't know, is like one of the industry trade shows, I ran into Gary Stern. And Gary Stern said, hi, Pat, how are you? And I said, I'm pretty good, Gary. And we talked for a couple minutes, and he said, when I get back to Chicago, I'd like to give you a call. And I said, okay. And he called, and he said, why don't you come on in? We can talk about you doing a pinball machine. And so we sat down, and over a period of a couple of meetings, we shook hands and decided that Pat Lawler Design would do a pinball machine with Stern. Monopoly is the culmination of that project, and I need to, in front of everybody, I need to go on record as saying Gary and his people are the hardest working, nicest, most wonderful people. I felt as welcome there as I did on any given day at Williams, sometimes more so. All of these guys who are currently working in house at Stern, like Dwight and Keith and a guy who's not here today, Ray Tanzer, and Lonnie Rapp, they made our job just wonderful. I mean, they couldn't have been nicer. They couldn't have been more helpful. That being said, we did the whole design for Monopoly at our place. I was lucky enough that we got to work once again with my good friend John Yossi, who's here to do all the art, and he'll be part of question and answer later. And I also was lucky enough that I got to work with Chris Grainer to do the music and sounds. And at the time, Chris was working for Incredible Technologies, the people who you know do Golden Tee Golf, among other things. Gary was able to strike a deal with Elaine Hodgson, who's the CEO of IT. So Chris was pretty much lent to me for 5 weeks. And Chris did all the music and sounds in the game. So it was sort of like Williams' old home week. You know, we had this whole game team that we sort of, you know, had done a bunch of games with before, give or take a couple of people. And so everybody that comes rushing up to us and goes, you know, it looks like a Williams game. Well, it should, because they're all Williams people that worked on the game. It's actually pretty funny. It started out, and it's okay for me to say this because we were saying this publicly at the trade show last week. And in fact, Gary Stern was saying this at the trade show. Originally, he was kind of insulted when people told him that it looked like a Warriors game. And then he said he takes it as a big compliment now. So Gary's been great. Gary's been wonderful. Everybody who loves pinball owes a big debt to Gary right now. He's the last man standing. He really, really, really believes in pinball. Okay? He knows that he's got this heritage in his name, which that says Stern. He wants to make it work. He wants to make it survive. But he's also not stupid, and he knows that it takes money to do that. And so some of the answers you'll probably hear later are going to be, you know, why did we do things a certain way or whatever. You know, the realities of the pinball business right now are that, you know, that it's important. You know, your number one goal is, can we keep building games? You know, and how do we keep doing that, and how do we keep them fun, and so that we all live to, you know, kind of play again another day and get to do more monopolies, and you know, and so that's where we are right now. And that doesn't mean we're just barely hanging on. I think things actually have improved in the last 6 months. I think Austin Powers was extremely well received by both the operating community and by the collector community. Monopoly has been at the trade show last week, just blew me away. It just blew me away because people were coming up and they were operators actually talking about pinball again. And they were saying, you know, I never thought I'd buy pinball again. I'm buying pinball, and you know, I'm glad you guys are still here to help us. Because those guys make their, you know, there's operators here, I'm sure there are. And I, I've talked with you before, you know, you make your living by taking money out of a cash box, and if there's no equipment to operate, well, then you don't have a job either. And so it's up to everybody in coin-operated games right now to make that happen.